Blog Talk Radio. of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, my affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my works, my demonstration along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the divine prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Tuesday, September 13th, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from the working temple of the house of the divine prince, Ty Emeka. Hoodoo Ty, voodoo Ty. In this legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick, along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. So do continue to join me live and support us here for the Power Lunch at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and it will be forward with you momentarily. Do continue to recognize my website, where I can be reached, utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 300 degrees of well-documented hoodoo revelation and manifestation at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And do continue to recognize the many qualified spiritualists and practitioners, psychics, astrologers, numerologists who can be found via my virtual temple groups beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince, King Groups, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelations, and Guiding Voices of Divination. Also, continue to support all of my faithful and committed sponsors who can be found via all the various pages within the House of the Divine Prince website. One of many Zion Trinity songwriters who sing in the genres of reggae, jazz, funk, African ritual music, and just about anything in between. Zion Trinity captivates the masses with powerful harmony and original music to feed the soul. Zion Trinity was established by the Creator Spirits in 1997 as a prayer group, and is now known today as New Orleans Female Vocal Sensation. They have been the opening act for Joseph Hill and Culture, The Wailers, Burning Spear, Lucky Doobie, Maze featuring Frankie Beverly, Roots Underground, and Groundation. On the international stage, Zion Trinity has performed at the Harlem Jazz Club in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, their soulful music has been pumped on radios from Ghana to Ethiopia to Salt Lake City to San Francisco, Guam, France, and beyond. And, of course, here on Blog Talk Radio, where we've had Sula, one of the Trinity, present here with us live on air, and you can find that broadcast in our archive. I cannot rattle off the date for you off the top of my head, but you should be able to locate it. And if you can, just send me a note, a message. You can also find Austin Ndaye at Sula of Zion Trinity featured in many of the videos that I post, celebrating and demonstrating and sharing our Congo Square healing, holistic, ritual, ceremonial, ancestral community grassroots gathering, drumming, coming together, if you will, where we are now giving Reiki healing light touch and massage and crystal light work and illumination and manifestation, along with all the many other powerful ritual practices and paths and spirituality that converge and meet and regenerate and recreate every Sunday at 2 p.m. in Congo Square. I have kept my word, finally, and I have updated, I've updated Congo Square, the very last page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, and I've added a coming event, Gullah Geechee Jubilee, August 3rd through 5th, 2012. So there's no excuse. You have plenty of time. You have over a year, well, 11 months to get it together. August 3rd through 5th, 2012, Gullah Geechee Jubilee. In Edesto and James Island and Charleston, South Carolina, in the Gullah Geechee Nation. Bring the family for the Jubilee. Queen Ket is inviting supporters, family, friends of the Gullah Geechee Nation, as well as Congo Square, to meet with the Gullah Geechee Nation International Music and Music Festival. It is the official international festival of the Gullah Geechee Nation. It will return to historic Charleston County, South Carolina, in the Gullah Geechee Nation for a three-day commemoration and celebration. Friday, the event will open with a living history luncheon where the film America Street, which focuses on food security in the Gullah Geechee Nation, will premiere. This will be followed by the Gullah Geechee Gathering at the Gallery with special honor guest Jonathan Green. The group will then board vehicles from Chuma Gallery to head to the Edesto Island National Scenic Byway, where everyone will not only enjoy the outstanding environment, but also the history and culture of Gullah Geechee. An evening libation ceremony at the Atlantic Ocean will pay homage to the Gullah Geechee ancestors that built this land and fought during the United States Civil War for their freedom. Saturday, the event will return to the Maritime Center, where Gullah Geechee artists will present live and traditional crab cuisine, and more will be on sale from noon until 7 p.m. Sound the event will conclude Sunday. The event will conclude with a Gullah Geechee tour from downtown Charleston to James Island. There will be a reenactment at the historic Sola Gray Farmer's Lodge and a final fellowship with all the Gullah Geechee family. So we are inviting you to participate and to begin to plan to participate. And for those of you who may not be able to make the journey, can begin now to send your love offerings and your donations to the Gullah Geechee Nation by way of Queen Ket. And those links can be found in the Congo Square page of my website. You'll also find that I have added some more recent videos to the page, along with a testimonial from one of our elders, Nana Abrewa, who is a healer who opens the gate, if you will, who opens the door, who performs the cleansing and purification of Congo Square, literally and figuratively, each and every Sunday at 2 p.m. And often earlier now, the gathering is getting larger, and we're often coming much earlier, sometimes as early as noon. So please do take the time to visit and investigate and share all of the pages of my website, as well as continue to tweet this and click us on like Facebook and share this button, giving us access to all the blogs and social networks, inviting like-minded spirit beings to be a part of this squared circle of gods and goddess. I'm humbled and appreciative before each and every one of your divine, all blessed and sacred presence. Restful soul, we most certainly do appreciate you being for Candelio, Angelic Soap, those who are waiting patiently on the phone line at 347-215-8967, and of course those who are listening by way of all the remote players. And I am in over 80 social networking sites, 80. So I appreciate you, and I am humbled and honored before and with each and every one of you. No greater circle of company and spirit and power to be a part of. So I truly appreciate your continued support of the Power Lunch, House of the Divine Prince, Tide Potions, Hoodoo Central. I am, and we are as a community, truly humbled and grateful. And indeed, we are an active community. We are not just a virtual reality, if you will. We are not just interlinked by way of the internet, though we are appreciative and humbled for the level of access given by that technology. But we also are active at the grassroots level, at the human level, at the physical level and the spirit level and the personal and individual contact level. And I indeed make a effort to griot that information by way of video to show the interconnectedness of what is happening here, the power of what is taking place right now in this dispensation in New Orleans. There are many of many spiritual paths, but particularly those of Pan-African traditional paths, ATR, Hoodoo, Voodoo, Santeria, Lakomi, Yoruba, Ifa, and many more. Fon, Twa, Va. These paths are represented here in New Orleans in a way that, in my experience, and I'm well experienced, those who know me, and many have known me for some decades within this circle, know that I've lived everywhere in the U.S., save Alaska and Hawaii, everywhere in the continental U.S. I've been there, and there's something unique about the flavor of New Orleans. There is something powerful about the gumbo that is the spirit that exists within Congo Square, where you have trees over 500 years old, ground that has been touched, has been walked on, has had libations poured upon, has had spirit infused and rebirthed within. No more powerful sacred space, no more powerful sacred ground, no more powerful square circle, magical ritual, ceremonial circle to create and recreate, to connect and empower each and every one as an individual, but also as a family, as a collective, as a community, a co-unity of all our diverse paths and traditions and organizations. We recreate and rebuild and regenerate and refuel those efforts each and every time we come together. in that space, among children, among elders, among the beloved, among the unknown, among newcomers, among tourists, among the wanderer, the seeker. And there is a call, and I am here. It's my destiny. It's my journey to herald this call, to be the voice in this now moment for this call of spirit. There are those who are seeking love, seeking companionship, seeking family, seeking action, seeking people who are seriously committed to revolution and evolution and healing and holistic manifestation. We are here. We are doing the work. 1, 2, 5, 1,000, 1,000,000 is irrelevant to us. And it is demonstrated in the videos that you can now view by way of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com on the Congo Square page. And also coming soon on the Hoodoo Central Photos page, I will be including more still photos because, you know, you all know we've had some issues with the audio because of the space and the reverberation of sound in Congo Square. And, of course, reverberating through dimensional spaces in Congo Square. So it does some things with the audio. So I'm going to be including more still photos also of what's happening here in these various communities. And know that there are Ifa, Ileys here, and Oshun, and Yemaya, and Shango, and Ogu, and also Voodoo, and Voodoon, and Hoodoo, and Obeo. And we're calling, and we're not calling everyone. Spirit is not calling everyone. Understand. But those who are truly committed, the Spirit, we understand, we know the amount of stuff that people are juggling, that people are facing, that people are confronting. And we understand the individualistic, ego-based, self-based, me, myself, and I, trinity of the westernized culture. So this call is not for everyone. It's not my design, it's spirit design. He who has eye to see, let him see. She who has ear to hear, let them hear. But I, the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Thai, Voodoo Thai, Fasu Thai, Thai Emeka, all the names that I'm known by, have been with you and have been for you in the spirit. And understand, I'm connected right now, collectively, somewhere around 600,000 persons globally, virtually, physically, literally. So I, as humanity, don't often reach out in the way that I should, that I can. Understanding the limits and constraints of physicality. But I am with you in the spirit. I am with you in doing the work. I am obligated to the vocation of doing battle, of fighting and battling forward in the spirit realm. And in so doing, I submit and I surrender. Many things to the power and the influence of spirit. Many of those things that I otherwise would be nurturing in this society, in this culture, income, career, all the, they're not negative, they're what is life for us right now, all the mundane, we'll use that word, the mundane activities. I have to give over to spirit. I am entrenched in doing the work, in doing the spirit work, in doing the rituals, in doing the ceremonies, in the appropriate application. So life, all life, all paths have their sacrifice. It is a part of the sacrifice. Some people sacrifice relationships to have a career. Some people sacrifice a social life to push themselves forward and finish their degree and finish their training and move on to the next level. Some people sacrifice, excuse me, their families and their loved ones to follow their dream, to follow their passions. So in this realm of spirituality and religion, there are those things that even I have had to surrender my desire for, my connection to, my want for, and just operate within that which I know, that which I understand, that which I have been gifted. And from that place of awareness, indeed, that is truly all of our path. We are literally doing what we all know right now in this divine moment in time and space. Good or bad, left or right, high or low, the fullness of our demonstration and our manifestation is based on what we know, what we are conscious of, what we are cognizant of. If you are looking to pay that bill and you forgot, you've tucked away a few hundred dollars in that coat pocket, that winter coat pocket in the back of your closet, your lack of consciousness of it, your lack of awareness of it, within that moment, is not helpful to you, correct? So our absence of awareness is irrelevant to what is true, to what is real, to what is powerful, to what is God and Goddess. And operating within the realms of spirit require a faith beyond regular, if for lack of better words, require spirit and creativity and imagination and an open third eye and all these things. So I don't stand in judgment of those who have not had that experience, have not heard the voice of God, have not had a spiritual encounter. I understand, I empathize, I sympathize with your struggle for belief. Knowing and understanding, humbly, respectfully, your ultimate manifestation is within your demonstration. It doesn't matter what I agree with and don't agree with, believe or don't believe about my path, your path, anyone else's level of understanding. Ultimately, that which is, and it's evident and it's imminent in our good times as well as in our bad times. And we all have room to grow. That's why we're here. That's the purpose of this school, this laboratory, this dimensional space we call Earth. There is a reason to and for the challenge and the challenges and the challenge. It's just not a mad mix of stuff and life, even in our lack of awareness. There's order, there's structure to our experience. Like a radio, we must tune in to that frequency. We must surrender to the vibration, to the current, and allow ourselves to be attuned. I welcome you humbly to call in at area code 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, when you are ready, press the number 1 and I will humbly attend to you. I will be forward. All is indeed and truly a blessing.
So, Guedja, I see that.
Mercury in Virgo and the 10th house, Venus in Virgo, in the 10th house, Mars, and Cancer, in the 8th house, Jupiter, and Taurus, in the 6th house, Saturn, and Libra, in the 11th house, Uranus, in Aries, in the 4th house, Neptune, in Aquarius, in the 3rd house, Pluto, and Capricorn, in the 1st house. We are sharing a Virgo lunation with our moon in its full phase, a sun in Virgo, Aries, moon. Strong emphasis today on Virgo in the 10th house. But before I say, the 2 days after any full moon constitute a 48-hour time period to distribute the illuminating energy just received. Being ambassador of goodwill is certainly one way to share with others the gifts of the spirit that have manifested early on Monday when the sun and moon formed their 180-degree polarity on either side of the earth. The main theme being announced this morning has to do with breakthroughs and consciousness as the moon joins forces with radical change agent Uranus in Aries. In what areas of your life do you want to be revolutionary? Seize hold of your higher destiny instead of allowing the fickle finger of fate to dictate the circumstances of your existence. Study advanced subjects on the cutting edge of science and metaphysics and spirit. And always utilize the monthly moon Uranus rendezvous to charge all efforts as they relate to magical creation, recreation, and manifestation. Strange forces are on the prowl later tonight as Venus in Virgo forms an off-kilter 150-degree tie to far-out Neptune energy in Aquarius. In the several hours before when the alignment happens, and for a couple of hours after, it is wise to acute clarity regarding love and issues of money. It is much too easy to fall into a web of self-generated confusion and uncertainty where you only wind up victimizing yourself in the process. So be clear, be precise, be meditative, be prayerful as we move forward. Also, let me go back and talk a little bit more about Virgo in the 10th house, excuse me, for which we have the sun in Virgo in the 10th house, Mercury, the messenger, communicator in Virgo in the 10th house, and also Venus governing love and money and finances in Virgo in the 10th house. And the 10th house governs by Capricorn. And Capricorn itself lends to a almost new age, new heightened spiritual awareness, if you will, to the 10th house energy. It is the house of kingdom and kingship and queenship, the house of social status, ambitions, motivation, career, status in society, and understanding Virgo oriented energy, order, clarity, awareness, keeping lists, checking them twice, if you will, is the presence of Virgo in the 10th house in all of these areas. Re-examine love as it relates to Venus. Re-examine communication as it relates to Mercury. Re-examine your awareness of information as it relates to the intellectual golden force of Virgo and Sun in Virgo. The 10th house operates with the government, with authority, with the father and father figures. The breadwinner of the household, one's public appearance and pressure at large, one's audience, if you will, one's demonstration from the perspective of the observer, the one who is watching and taking in your behavior, your demonstration. So as we contemplate and move forward under these astrological forces, let us begin to acknowledge our desire for ambition, for change, for actualization and materialization of that which we want, need, seek, and desire. But also let this be a time of nurturing plans, nurturing creative ideals. Are you the one? Was my theme for yesterday. We are, many of us, still looking for acceptance, still looking for appreciation, still looking for a savior, whether it be an individual, an ideology, a religious path, a science, a political position. But ultimately, we live in a very individualized time for divine manifestation. And the one is not just one, but many of us must now step into the position of our oneness and begin to take on the leadership role that Spirit has clearly put before you. So begin to give voice to our ideals, to give voice to our revolution, to give voice to our evolution, to activate all of our study and all of our debate and all of our knowledge and all of our books and all of our wealth of ideas and plans, and begin to do something. We live in a critical time. I can't be more clear how critical a time we now exist, and in such an urgent dispensation. Spirit is pouring itself out on all flesh, all open, receptive bodies, so that we can have manifestation of something other than what we've all accepted as this negative reality. This is a time that we must become the prophets. We must become the saviors. We must become the leaders at the grassroots level. Never mind the system. The system is crumbling around us, is weakening around us. There is a power shift at work. And all power shifts first begin and have their beginnings in the mist, in the creative realms of spirit. And then they become a part of our waking, carnal, physical reality. So the shift, the change is already beginning. You're already uncomfortable. You're already shifting in your seat about the environment, about the situation, about the economics, about all the things that are going on and swirling around you individually, but also collectively. And this is the time to activate magically, ritually, that which is within us to bring about imminent change. So as a part of the call, as a part of the listening audience, if you will, to Spirit, I have to do that which spirit instructs me to do. Irregardless of my ability to see, comprehend the ending result. Now, I have a gift, give thanks, in seeing the ending result. So I have a little, I have confidence in a foundation upon which I can stand on in my faith, in my awareness, in my acceptance. You too can have and be that experience for yourself, but also for many people if we can just surrender, humble ourselves to spirit, ignore the voices, ignore the challenges, ignore the egos of ourselves and others that would keep us grounded, that would keep us limited in our abilities to create and recreate new, creative, innovative experiences for ourselves. Honor, dignity, public esteem, power and prestige, credit and recognition received for tasks completed. All 10th house energies, it is a house of profession. Taking seriously our creative ideas, our creative endeavors. Many of you are locked now in a financial hole pattern because spirit is aggressively pushing you towards something more creative, something more innovative. And of course, when it's something new, when it's something you haven't seen done before, there's a lot of anxiety that's also associated with that energy. So what you're experiencing is human. What you're feeling is human. But your spirit must gain strength to rise above the anxiety, to rise above the fear, and to actualize that which the divine creators have given you, not only for your own prosperity, but for the prosperity of those around you and the community around you. The 10th house vibrates rank and renown, respect and fame, ambition, authority, permanency in job and career endeavors, promotions beginning to open up, advancement in jobs and appointments, government, many government positions and raises and promotions have been frozen for many since about this time last year. You should begin to see those areas open up at this time. Political power is becoming a big issue as we look at the coming election and those who are now stepping up for the presidential elections and all the things as it relates to politics are being infused with energy right now. High posts such as the presidency have a lot of energy vibrating around them right now. I'm gravely concerned about assassination attempts, attempts of violence, of course, acts of terrorism, and we're all still greatly alerted in some way or another. So many days past the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and I think because of the politics of it all, many have glazed over with the media and the attention around the event, which leaves us weak, if you will, to observation for acts of terrorism, no matter what your political viewpoint is about 9/11. We still have to be concerned about survival individually and collectively. And this Virgo 10th house energy is strongly operating within that realm of awareness. This is also a time of last rites to parents and also honor from the government. So for those of you who have concerns about aging and ailing parents, this is a time to check in and be prepared and be aware as it relates to their care and their futures, as well as the future of those who will be left to deal with death and life and issues, provided the parents do make some transition at this time. So all of these issues vibrate and operate and are heightened and highlighted during this strong triune, if you will, of Virgo energy in the 10th house. I will be forward. Remember, our listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will be more than happy to address you momentarily. Remember that all is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Ogwa des anges, l'en songe petit en ouen, soit l'en par un ogou, soit l'en ouen, l'en songe petit en ouen, soit l'en ouen, des anges, l'en songe petit en ouen, soit l'en ouen, par un ogou, soit l'en L'âme songe petit en un soir en ouais. Au goût, oh. Diable a dit la manger ouin si c'est vrai. Pas tout vrai. Au goût, oh. Diable a dit la manger ouin si c'est vrai. Mais gain mon Dieu. Oh gain l'être, oh. Diable a dit la manger ouin, c'est pas vrai. C'est pas vrai, Timounio, c'est pas vrai. Ça c'est joie timoun yo, ça c'est blague. Mais gain bon Dieu, oh gain le saint yo. Diable a dit la manger ouin, c'est pas vrai. Oh goût, diable a dit la manger ouin, si c'est vrai, c'est pas tout vrai. Oh goût, papa, diable a dit la manger ouin, si c'est vrai. Mais gain bon Dieu, oh gain le saint yo. Diable a dit la manger ouin, c'est pas vrai. Pas vrai, Timounio, c'est pas vrai. Ça c'est blague, Timounio, ça c'est jouette. Mais gain mon Dieu, oh gain le saint yo. Diable a dit la manger ouin, c'est pas vrai.
Oh my lola, adere awa bele.
Oh, my. Oh, Kai, Bila Bila,
Nda
Vache Gwenjida.
Non, non, mauvais tato, Marele, non, non, mauvais tato.
Pilano! Let's go.
Go away, 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 go away such a fool way. Do you love me? Yeah. I don't mind not be dreadlocks. Do you love me? I give praises so high. Do you love me? Yeah. I take a ride in a love with God. Them across me.
Thank you.